Darkness is real. Oppression is real. But more real is our victory. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppressions of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet. Now, Bishop David Oyedepo.
Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. For he that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and unto him that knocketh the door shall be opened. And he said, they that seek me, early shall find me. You shall find him today. Amen. You shall find him today. Amen. You shall find him today. I'd like you to know that God never lies. Whatever has been written. And no force in hell can write off whatever God has written down. Heaven and earth may pass away, but this word shall never pass away. Someone was gasping in Minneapolis, all the way in the United States, and life was pining away. And then some brethren came together and said, do you know so and so person? Get him by all means. So they started calling down home to reach out to us, but I was away in Gambia. And because of the desperation, they gave the number in Gambia that they could reach me on. And I spoke the word of the Lord to him, the husband. As at that time, I couldn't reach out to the wife anymore. And I said, she shall not die but live. Now, meanwhile, the doctors had yesterday said there is nothing more they could do. And there were 3 hours more for the next appointment. By the time they got there, one of the specialists said, there's something we can do. Why not? They didn't know what to do yesterday, but they knew what to do the following day. They drained off the water from her lungs, and her breath was fully restored. I spoke to her last night on the phone, and it was all celebration. Whatever the devil has written concerning you, contrary to what belongs to you, God is writing it off here today. And I'm sure you'll be glad to know we had unusual breakthroughs in Madagascar and in Mauritius during the week. It was explosive. God's glory visited us in an unusual manner. I was told that is the largest meeting ever in that nation. And Jesus put it together by himself. We had a large army of pastors within the nation that came around. And it was an awesome time. The same experience in Mauritius. By now, we have gone through 26 nations between July 7th and now. And it's awesome. God's presence, awesome. If you will remember very well, I said at the opening session of Shiloh 2003, what the Lord spoke to me, he said, this is not a meeting, but a mystery. This is not a conference, but a confirmation. This is not a convention, but a manifestation. And I said in the course of that prophetic teaching of the opening night, that God is saying this is not a meeting, but the birth of a movement. And I want to humbly submit this morning, the movement has been powerfully birthed. Something is brooding on this continent now. And no devil can stop it. I said, no devil can stop it. No devil can stop it. I got a call from Ethiopia while I was in Madagascar. A woman was billed for an operation in London because she had cataract and had this challenge on her eyes. And I laid hands on her and I commanded her recovery. She got to London for that operation, and by the time they had their pre-operation check, they said, what? Your eyes are like that of a brand new baby. God reverted it in one sweep. Whatever has been contrary to you will be reverted here. I'd like you to take this prophetic restoration services as a divine package to position you for what belongs to you in this prophetic year 2004. So don't get satisfied with being in the service. Pick up the tapes. And the same fire burning at the altar will keep burning through that equipment. You heard the testimony of the man who said everything was going away. Everything was going away. Listening to the tape of liberation service. Everything was going away. Pneumonia went away. Pie went away. And he couldn't stand on his feet. Now he's dressed in his suit, in a tie, making the devil mad. Now, what am I talking about? This word carries the same fire. Don't be religious, be realistic. He said, come and learn of me and you find rest for your souls. He said, fire was coming from that tape. The word was emitting fire into his body. And the strangers were finding their way out. God never lies. God never lies. I still remember clearly when he said to me, behold, I have touched your tongue with a coal of fire. I have touched your tongue with a coal of fire. And from henceforth, as you say it, you see. Now, today is so sensitive and so crucial to the destiny of our generation. Because when the earth was without form and void, it was the wisdom of God that came on the scene and gave shape to the shapeless earth and filled the voidness of the world. And now we say the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. So the voidness of this continent called Africa is awaiting the release of the deposits of divine wisdom, which is coming your way today. Because divine wisdom is not expressed in mighty words, but in mighty works. Divine wisdom is not expressed in heavy grammar. It is expressed in great exploits. Whence has this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Matthew chapter 13 and verse 54. So divine wisdom expresses itself in mighty works. Come and say mighty works. It's not in mighty words. It's not in great grammar. It expresses itself in great exploits. Great exploits. Whence has this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Talk is cheap. If it is wisdom, where is the evidence? The wisdom of God always expresses itself in tangible evidences, tangible proofs. Whence has this man this wisdom? What wisdom is this that is given unto him, that such mighty works are done by his hand? So the wisdom of God expresses itself in mighty works. So see today as a day of baptism into realms of mighty works. Can I hear your amen if you are there? Divine wisdom is far superior to intellectualism. And I'm going to begin to prove that in a short while. It is linking with a divine source and operating at a divine frequency in dealing with the affairs of life. manifold are thy works, O God, in wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is also full of thy riches. Psalm 104 and verse 24. How manifold are thy works? So divine wisdom expresses itself in manifold works. Manifold works. Manifold works. Manifold works. Manifold works. In every field you find yourself, you are just there. Out there in the sky. What takes others 10 years to accomplish, you are just there. In 2 years, you have scaled through. How manifold are thy works, O God? In wisdom hast thou made them all. So all the marvels of creation are direct products of God's wisdom. Can you imagine you and me linking up with that? What this continent, what this nation, what this community will be like? But I know that's what is coming on you today. Just like everybody comes in here from everywhere and they are amazed at the happenings on this ground, so shall men and women from all corners of the earth, in a time to come, not too long from now, we begin to come to find out how you are doing it. In Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 19, he said, the Lord by wisdom has founded the earth, and by understanding has he established the heavens. So God's wisdom is creative. And every environment is a product of man's creation. You don't wish a garden, you plant one. When God wanted a garden, he planted one. So if you want a garden, you plant one. So every environment is created. The Lord by wisdom has founded the earth, and by understanding has he established the heavens. That creative power that is embedded in God's wisdom, we begin to find expression in your life from today. Amen. Can I hear your loud amen? Amen? Can I hear your loud amen? Amen? Can I hear your loud amen? Amen? In the beginning, Adam was operating at that frequency. And you remember in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 19 and 20, the Bible says that the Lord created all kinds of animals and birds from the earth and brought them unto Adam to see what name he would call them. To see what name he would call them. That was the first test Adam ever wrote. And whatever name Adam called them, that was the name by which they were called. So when Adam said, this is a lion, God said, you are right. That's what I have in mind. He was on key with the mind of God. Adam and God were operating at the same intelligence frequency. And whatever name Adam called them, that was the name by which they were called. God didn't have one thing to correct. That man possessed a perfect mind. He was practically hooked to God's own frequency of wisdom. And then you all know the story, how that man fell and everything fell apart. But the story didn't end there. God sent his son to recover man from whatever man had lost through the fall of the first Adam. The second Adam came to bring it back. That's why the Bible said he was slain to receive for us, or to restore to us, the following things that were lost in the first Adam. In the call to worship this morning, you read from Revelation chapter 5 and verse 1 to 12. And in verse 12, he said, he was slain to restore back to us what it was before the fall. Power, riches, and what? Wisdom. Power, riches, and wisdom. And you know, he said when he came, I am come to give you life and to give you life more abundantly. And that scripture means, I've come to give you life and to give you back more abundantly. It was yours before. You had life before. So I am come that you may have life and to have it back more abundantly. It was originally yours. It was robbed you. You know, Satan said when he was speaking to Jesus, he said, bow down to me and I will give you all this, for it had been delivered unto me. Unconsciously, Adam passed the dominion to Satan at the fall. Unconsciously, he did it. But whether consciously or unconsciously, it is done. And Jesus came and said, my mission is to restore back your full redemptive dignity. I've come to restore back to you your full redemptive dignity. So he came to restore everything that was lost in the first Adam. Please listen very carefully, because we are largely living below our redemptive level. Because we are not aware of it. We are living largely below our redemptive level. And today, I see you fully restored back to that wisdom level that belongs to you. That is where you belong. And you are getting back there today. Can I hear your loud amen? Can I hear your loud amen? People will only celebrate common sense when divine sense is not on the stage. In the city of the blind, one-eyed man is king. When the church regains her full wisdom potentials, there will be silence. There will be silence. There is much more inside you than you have ever imagined. And I pray that today we help you to open you up to the unlimited opportunities that you have not recognized till now. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Restoration of wisdom. It was yours before. And the first man lost it unconsciously. And the second Adam came in the person of Jesus Christ and said, my mission is to give you life and to give you back more abundantly. So I am paying the price for the full restoration of your redemptive dignity. I'm going to be slain to restore to you power, riches, wisdom, strength, glory, honor, blessings. That's what he came for. How did he do it? Hallelujah. I'd like us to first see that there are three kinds of wisdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verses 6 and 7. There are basically three kinds of wisdom recognized in the scriptures. And Paul was writing on this. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world that come to naught, but not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. Look at what he said in verse 4. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. So God's wisdom is God's secret card for our glory. That is, God's wisdom is designed to terminate every form of shame and reproach in our life. God's wisdom is to restore our dignity back to us. It is ordained, it is designed, it is packaged unto our glory. God's wisdom is to see you glorified on earth. And I see that wisdom begin to speak loud in everyone's life from today. Now, there are three kinds of wisdom here. The wisdom of this world, I'll call it the wisdom of men. The wisdom of the princes of this world, that is devilish wisdom. The wisdom of principalities and powers. and then the wisdom of God. This is confirmed again in James chapter 3 and verses 15 to 17. James 3, 15 to 17. There are three kinds of wisdom: the wisdom of this world, the wisdom of the princes of this world, and the wisdom of God. Now in James chapter 3 and verse 15, it says, "This wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy." Now, three kinds of wisdom here. The first one is called earthly. And earthly means natural, sensual, earthly, natural. You can divide if you want. Earthly wisdom, talk about common sense, talk about intellectual sense. And then devilish, talk about the wisdom of the prince of this world. And then, of course, the wisdom that is from above. So there are basically three. One is natural, one is devilish, and the other one is divine. And because like begets like, common sense can only generate common results. Devilish wisdom will always generate devilish kind of results. And it's there to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So you can see today and never see nothing tomorrow. And divine wisdom will always generate supernatural results. Because whatever is from above is above what? All. The three Hebrew boys plus Daniel were in Babylon. And the Bible said they were 10 times better. They were how many times better? They were 10 times better than their colleagues. And when they brought the astrologers together and the magicians, they couldn't find any in the class of these boys. They possessed surpassing intelligence. They could unravel mysteries by the giftings of God. Can I hear your amen? The Bible says, as for these three children, God gave them wisdom. Who gave them? God gave them. It came from God. And that made them 10 times better than their colleagues. Daniel was preferred above all the presidents because an excellent spirit was found in him. Wherever you are found today, by this baptism of this service, you'll be preferred above all the others. Can I hear your loud amen? 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 An excellent spirit was found in this Daniel. An excellent spirit was found in him. The spirit of wisdom. That's what is coming on you today. That's what is coming on you today. That is what is coming on you today. Now, how did Jesus work out this restoration? Remember, the Bible said to Daniel, to Adam, that the day you eat of that fruit, you shall surely die. And according to that scripture, it's either that Adam died or God lied. But you all agree with me that God can never lie. Though Adam was walking in the garden, but he was a dead man. Come and say, dead man. What was it that died in Adam? His spirit. Man is a three-in-one creature. He's a spirit, he has a soul, and he lives in a body. The vital link between Adam and God was dead. Adam couldn't stand God's presence anymore. Adam was gone into hiding. Adam's nakedness was exposed. So Adam was dead. And we understand that what died in Adam was his spirit man. He still had his body. He still had his mind. Whether corrupted or not is another question, but he still had his mind. He still knew he was naked. He knew he needed a covering. He made some clothes, leaves and sewed it for a covering for himself. He still has some mind. But Adam was dead. His mind has dropped off the frequency that it was before. Adam was a supernatural king in the garden. He was in charge of the fishes. He was in charge of the birds. He could be anywhere at any time by himself. But he lost all of those divine capabilities. And then Jesus came and said, that spirit must be restored before man's dignity can be actually restored. And so he came and said, you must be born again. That thing that was dead in you must be brought back. For that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Verily I say unto you, you must be born again. You remember the story in John chapter 3, beginning from verse 3 downwards, Jesus speaking to Nicodemus. He said, you must be born again. My mission is to restore first and foremost the engine room of your destiny, your spirit man, which crashed in the first Adam. My mission is to bring it back to life so that all of his forces can begin to revitalize all aspects of your life. So he brought that spirit back to life by the mystery of regeneration. Say with me, mystery of regeneration. By the mystery of regeneration. And so man became once again a living soul. The life of God was restored back to man through the regeneration of his dead spirit. So we said he's born again. And that new birth goes to affect all aspects of his life. After the fall, the spirit of God is gone out of man. The spirit of man was dead, so it was no longer empowering the mind. But now the spirit is back. And that's why Paul was writing in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23, and be ye renewed in the spirit of your mind. The mind became spiritless after the fall. Then at redemption, the spirit of man came back to life. So it can now begin to influence the mind as it was at the beginning. Can I hear your amen? That's why you and I can now connect with the wisdom of God today. And that makes all the difference. As a child of God, you have a heritage of divine wisdom. Matthew 11 verse 19, wisdom is justified of our children, or wisdom is the heritage of our children. So his wisdom is your portion. Can I hear your loud amen? His wisdom is your portion. And not only that, there came a mind transplant at new birth. Because the Bible says, whosoever is in Christ is a new creature. All things are passed away. And what? Behold, all things. Come and say all things. Say it loud, all things. That's why even your taste is regenerated at new birth. Amen. There are people here who were chain smokers before. But new birth can't even make you comfortable around anybody smoking 100 feet from where you are. Yet, you were a factory of cigarette before. Your taste had to go through a change. Behold, all things are become what? New. Now, even your body experiences that change. The same thing with your mind. That's why the Bible said, but we have now what? The mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 16. I wish we could stay on that statement only to help provoke you to maximize your rich potentials in Christ. You have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 16. He said, who has known the mind of God that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. When? At new birth. Your spirit man was regenerated and you experienced a mind transplant spiritually. Your consciousness of it is the beginning of the manifestations of that rich potential in you. So you have the mind of Christ. And listen to that mind. The Bible said, by him were all things made, and without him was not anything made that was made. That qualifies you to be a co-creator with God. Come and say co-creator. That is, the environment must not dominate God's plan in your life. You dominate the environment in the pursuit of God's purpose for your life. The earth was without form and void, and that mind came on the stage. And see how colorful the earth is today and the fullness thereof. No matter where you are, when this wisdom comes on display, beauty is restored. I see glory restored your way in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loud amen? Can I hear your loud amen? Can I hear your loud amen? Think of it. The Bible says you have the mind of Christ, and let God be true and all men liars. At the age of 12, they were astonished at his understanding. As he stepped into his ministry, what wisdom is this? They began to exclaim. Whence has this man this wisdom? It is time for the world to begin to exclaim the wisdom of God in your life, in your pursuits, in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? Because you have the mind of Christ. The same force operating in him is now operating in you. And it's good for you to become conscious of it. This is not working. That is not working. That's why I'm here. I'm here to make them work. Nothing has shape anymore. Everything is haywire. That's why you are here. To give it shape. I'd like you to become conscious of this rich heritage that you have in Christ. And it's important for us to know this is God's last card for this generation. This is God's last card for this generation. In Ephesians chapter 3, I'm beginning from verse 8. The word says here, unto me who am less than the least of all saints is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hidden God who created all things by Jesus Christ. To the intent that now unto principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. So God's eternal purpose is to disarm principalities and powers through the display of his manifold wisdom in the church. Say with me, God's eternal purpose is to release his wisdom into the church that would disarm principalities and powers, render them helpless, while the church keep advancing and forcefully breaking through. That wisdom is what we are receiving here today in the name of Jesus. This is important. The manifold wisdom of God. The manifold wisdom of God is about to be unleashed on the church. We have come to the wisdom age of the church. May you locate your position on time and take your portion with speed. May you violently take that which belongs to you this time. If there is a place that is without shape and void, then think of this continent. There's a place today where divine wisdom is required. Then we are there. Unlimited opportunities waiting for exploration. But it takes the wisdom of God to assess those things. And I believe today that by the anointing present in this environment, that wisdom required to make you a co-creator indeed. Did you see that young girl that came up here, 20 years old, still a student, and with an established business? He said, he got the idea. What God's wisdom does is to release upon you divine ideas that will begin to bring solutions to the issues of your life and the issues of the environment. Because God's wisdom is creative in nature and expresses itself in mighty works. It expresses itself in mighty deeds. It does not celebrate great grammar, it celebrates great exploits. And that's what I see happening here today in the precious name of Jesus Christ. That is what I see happening here today in the precious name of Jesus Christ. That is what I see happening here today. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. There was a man called Joseph. And Pharaoh said, can we find a man as this is? A man in whom the Spirit of God is? He said, inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one as wise and discreet as thou art, who we may set over this business. Very shortly, just like it was with Joseph, the wisdom of God will begin to announce it to your world. Yeah. The wisdom of God will begin to announce it to your world. Yeah. Just as it was with Joseph, the wisdom of God will begin to announce it to your world. Yeah. In Genesis chapter 41, verse 38 to 40, they forgot about the biography, the biodata, the state of origin, the nationality of Joseph. They say, with this wisdom, there is hope for our nation. Be our leader. Be our ruler. Pharaoh said, I hand over to you. It was a dramatic turnaround. That is what will happen to the body of Christ in Nigeria. There will be a dramatic turnaround because of the explosive display of the wisdom of God in our various pursuits. They will come and say, rule over us in your various professions. Rule over us. In your various careers, rule over us. Because they could see vividly on you the hand of God. Can I hear your loud amen? Can I hear your loud amen? Can I hear your loud amen? Now, how do I activate this deposit in my life? There is that deposit. How do you activate that deposit? You know, if you put sugar in your teacup and it's not stirred, you never have the effect of that sugar, and you have to take your tea without taste. There is a deposit of divine wisdom is part of the things Jesus received for you and me. He received for us power, he received for us riches, and he received for us what? Wisdom. How do I activate this rich deposit in my life? I'd like you to know first and foremost that God's wisdom has one and only resource. One and only resource. And that resource is called what? The Bible. The Bible defines this book as the wisdom of God. Luke 11:49. He said, and the wisdom of God says, and he was referring to scriptures, this is God's wisdom in print. This is God's wisdom in print. This is God's wisdom in print. The psalmist said, oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day long. Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers because thy words are my meditations. Psalm 119, verse 97 to 100. God's word makes wise. Psalm 19, beginning from verse 7. The Bible says, the law of the Lord is perfect, making wise the simple. The law, the commandment of the Lord is pure, converting the soul. The law of the Lord is perfect, making wise the simple. Psalm 19, verse 7 to 9. God's word makes wise. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 15, he said, and from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith that is in Christ Jesus. So God's word makes wise. God's word makes wise. And Jesus came on and said, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and applies them appropriately shall be likened unto a wise man that is built his house upon the rock. Matthew 7, 24 and 28. So God's word is the one and only practical resource for activating this wisdom. This deposit is effectively activated, is effectively steered by the rod of God's word. Come and say the rod. It makes wise unto salvation. It makes you wise. It tells you which step to go to get to where you are going. Can I hear your loud amen? Can I hear your loud amen? Can I hear your loud amen? That is the one and only resource. What do I do, therefore, in activating this deposit in my life? And I want you to listen very carefully. That is the resource. What do I do with the resource? What do I do with that resource? This is what the word says. The highest form of wisdom is the wisdom of God. In the school of wisdom, we don't rate God. We don't compare him. His wisdom is incomparable. So it's not called the wisest God. It's called the only wise God. Come and say the only wise God. Because his wisdom is supreme. Yet that wisdom was communicated through a channel. The Bible said all scriptures is given by what? By the inspiration of God. By the inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrines, for reproof, for corrections, and for instructions unto righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished, and prepared unto every good work. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16. All scriptures, the entirety of God's wisdom in print was released through the inspiration of God. Come and say inspiration. Now, an inspiration is activated by meditation. How do you activate inspiration? You activate inspiration by meditation. 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 This is very crucial. I referred to Isaac last week in the restoration of riches, how that Isaac became the breadwinner of the entirety of the land of the Philistines because of the divine idea he operated with. They were all waiting for rain. Isaac was busy digging wells. He dug enough wells to guarantee successful irrigation system all through the dry season. So all the foolish farmers lost their seeds. Isaac became the only big-time farmer in the nation by divine inspiration. Now, if you look at chapter 24 of Genesis and verse 63, the Bible said, and Isaac went to the field to meditate there. What did he go to do? He went to the field to meditate there. So meditation provokes inspiration. And inspiration connects you with divine ideas, divine wisdom. Can I hear your amen? Can I hear your loud amen? Isaac went to the field to meditate there. He went to the field to meditate there. Genesis 24 and verse 63. And Isaac went out to the field, went to meditate in the field in the even time. He went to the field to meditate in the even time. He went to the field to meditate in the even time. He went to the field to meditate. It is a lost art today in the body of Christ. We are so engrossed with intercessions. We are so engrossed with revelations in court that there is no room for meditation. Meditation is venturing into solutions, looking through the word of God on specific areas. And light begins to come down. He went to the field to meditate there. The psalmist said, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day long. And thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, because thy words are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients. You see, emphasis on meditation is lost in the body. Yet he said, come and let us reason together. I can't think for you. Come. Let me see how you are thinking. Let me be able to correct you and reprove you. Bring your thought here. Bring your head. That's what he's saying. Bring your head. Bring your head to me. Bring your head. There is good in this land, but bring your head. Bring your head. Come out from where you are. Stop joining them in complaining gang. Don't join the complaining party. Come over. Come over. Come over. Come over. Come over. So meditation is your personal responsibility in your quest to provoke inspiration that will connect you with divine wisdom. That's your responsibility. In chapter 24, he went to the field to meditate in the evening time. That means he told them at home, I'm going to the field to meditate. It was a slot in his program. Hello? It was a slot. I'm going out there. They say, what are you going for? To pray. He said, no, I'm going to think. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to meditate. I saw Jesus in Matthew 15 and verse 29. The Bible said he went to the mountain and sat down there. What did he do? He sat down. He wasn't talking to anybody. He sat down there. He sat down there. He sat down there. When they were accusing him or they were asking him questions, we called this woman an adultery. Moses said we should kill him. What do you say? Since you said, you know what Moses said, why are you asking me? Jesus stooped down and began to write on the floor. Doing what? Meditating. Connecting with what is required to silence the opposition. And when he rose up, he said, whosoever among you has never sinned, let him be the first one to cast a stone. Then he stood down again. Let me hear what they will say next. Yes. If they say this, yes. If they say that, yes. Now you see, and he said, follow my examples. Follow what? He left for us examples that we should follow in his steps. He left for us examples that we should follow in his steps. It's time to begin to activate this rich deposit and not watch it decay in your life. It is time to start activating the rich deposit of divine wisdom in you so you don't watch it decay. So settle down and study, and settle down and meditate to activate divine ideas in dealing with whatever issue you have on hand. Divine ideas, divine insight, divine perspective in dealing with the issues. That is what it takes. Just like it takes giving to assess your heritage of prosperity, it takes meditation to assess your heritage of divine wisdom. It takes meditation. And your meditation becomes qualitative when it is word-based. Come and say word-based. When it is what? Word-based. When it is word-based. It becomes qualitative. It becomes hyper-qualitative when it is word-based. Word-based meditation. Word-based meditation. So it's not a thing that happens when it happens. It's a thing you shall do. It's a thing you do what? It's a thing you shall do. You walk into a quiet place and with a question that you require an answer to, there must be a way out. There must be a way out. I can't begin to tell you how many solutions I've encountered in my little life by engaging in scheduled meditation. Come and say scheduled. It's not a thing that you just, well, if it happens, it happens. No, scheduled. There is something here that needs to be done. How do we get it done? I saw in my Bible, and that has helped me a lot. There is no way I will allow any government position or perspective to affect my drive. The Bible says, go to the ant and learn, ye sluggard. He has no ruler or overseer or counselor. Yet, he doesn't suffer lack. By settling down with this is bad, that is bad, things will just go bad for you. In the midst of the badness, because the Bible said the earth was without form and void, and yet God's wisdom came and gave it shape and color. You can find a place to fulfill your destiny in the midst of the mess. This church has gone through all manner of terrible governments in this nation. But has it affected it? No. Why is it affecting your life? Every time one door is shut, seven others have opened. But by the time you start crying at the door that is closed, you won't see the seven. Every time a door is shut, every time a policy slams down on an aspect of your trade or business or industry, seven other doors have opened within the same policy. Why don't you open up and see? So it's time to come awake. He said, go to the ant and learn, ye sluggard, who having no guide or ruler or overseer, prepares our meat in summer, builds our empire. The economy of most of the developed world is solely by the private sector. Solely by what? It's only in this part of the world everybody is doing government business. Everybody. We were in Mauritius, an island of only 1 million people. That is one of the largest sugar exporting nations in the world. Almost every part of that nation is planted. Almost every. I see divine ideas coming your way. Because we live in a land of unlimited opportunities. May you catch your portion of this great wave of restoration. But I must tell you this, Africa will never remain like this again. I know there's a Joseph in this place. I know there's a Nehemiah in this place. I know there's a man and a woman somewhere here. That through the creative forces of God at work in you, the dignity of this part of the world shall be fully restored. Can I hear your loudest amen? 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 Something is happening here this morning. I've shown you in clear terms that you have a rich heritage of divine wisdom in redemption. Your spirit man has been regenerated. You have experienced a mind transplant even though you are not conscious of it. Now you have the creative mind of Christ. That means you are a wonder to your generation. And those wonders will begin to manifest in the shortest time. And I've told you that this is the one and only resource book in the school of divine wisdom. This is the wisdom of God in print. And every other book that helps your understanding of this book becomes a catalyst to your wisdom bank. And then meditation helps you to activate divine ideas as you engage in scheduled meditations. The same way you engage in scheduled intercessions, in scheduled studies, it's time to engage in scheduled meditations. Can I hear your amen? Scheduled meditation. After we got this land, I was away in London, and in that hotel room, I was there with my wife. I'm not sure we talked for twice in 5 days. Now you have got the land. What would you want to use the land for? And you can't believe it. Every part of this 530 acres of land then was properly mapped out. This shall be called Shiloh. It was not the decision of any council. I was before the Lord. And as he began to section the portions, that shall be called Hebron, the place where kings are raised. This shall be called Moriah, the place of sacrifice in setting a pace for your destiny. Now you understand what I'm talking about. And the land was divided between me and God on my papers. After it was all done, I now showed my wife, I said, we are ready. Canaan land is already delivered. We can go home. Now you see, it's so important to sit down, engage in scheduled meditation in your quest to finding practical solutions to issues. Engage in scheduled meditation. Come and let us reason together. And to reason implies to engage in rational, logical, and analytical thinking. This is what I want. How do I get there? Did anybody ever get there? How did they get there? What step did they have to take? How did they take those steps? Then you start going. You will never be stranded again. How do I know? Because the Bible said no temptation, no challenge has ever confronted you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. He will never let you be confronted with challenges beyond what you can deal with. And within the same temptation, within the same challenges, He will provide the way of escape that you may be able to handle it successfully. 1 Corinthians 10:13. So there is always a way out. Can I hear your amen? He said, when they come against you in one way, I will make them flee in seven ways. That means you can never be stranded if you will just come and let us reason together. Get up on the field and meditate there. And Isaac said, look, we have always waited for rain and for rain. And rain hardly comes in this desert. How do we eat? God could not have put us here if He has no means for us to eat. Eh? What is it? But the rain that fell the other time, where did it go to? It went to the earth. Where is he going in the earth? Let's go and look for it. He began to dig. And Isaac dug the wells of water. And he kept digging. Other farmers were laughing at him. Look at this stupid boy. Where is he going? He kept digging and digging and digging. Until he became the envy of the land. Many of you sitting down here today under this baptism, I see you becoming the envy of this land. I see you becoming the envy of this land. In chapter 24, he went to meditate. In chapter 26, he became the envy. 24, he went to meditate. In 26, he became the envy of the Philistines. And the Philistines envied him. Ha! And the Philistines envied him. And the Philistines envied him. Everybody put your mantle on the floor where you are sitting down. This is a grand built on God's wisdom. And the same order of wisdom is following you home this hour. That same order of wisdom is following you home this hour. The creative wisdom of God. Just put it under your seat there where you are, not on the eyes. Under your seat where you are. The same wisdom of God that founded this ground and built this ground is following you home today. I mean to say, you will never be stranded in your pursuit again in life. Yeah. Isaac went out to the field to meditate there. He said, this book of the Lord shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate there upon day and night. Joshua 1:8. God told them, take this book. No, don't just read and study. Don't just write down teachings in church. Take this book. Meditate on it. Night and day. Tap into my wisdom for solutions. And you make your way prosperous. And you have good success. Meditate on it. Night and day. And you make your way prosperous. And you have good success. July 1999, we were still battling with the roof. September 18, we are going to dedicate this place. I was in Kano. What is this? And then the Lord said to me, as I was meditating on, there is nothing too hard for you. There is nothing too hard for you. There is nothing too hard for you. And then he said, it took me only 6 days to create the earth and the fullness thereof. I will not need 2 months to build an ordinary building. Something strong came up in me. 2 months, too much. Forget it. September 18 remains a reality. Was it done or not? Meditation connects you with the way God thinks. And when you connect with the way God thinks, you become a living wonder on the earth. There is always a way out. 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 You are gathering that wisdom from here. And I tell you, this new week will be your greatest week ever. This new week will be your greatest week ever. This new week will be your greatest week ever. One of our bishops had a set of twins. And it was a mysterious kind of set because one was always first and the other was last. In their class. Are you following me? They were the alpha and the omega of the class. First and last. First and last. First and last. And then they got a mantle from here and tied on this child every time he was going to sleep. The next exam came. First and second. First and second. There is always a prophetic release when faith is in place. Whatever made this grand a wonder to the world, to the Christian world, is turning you to a wisdom wonder today. Whatever makes this land a wonder. One of our friends came the other time. Their mission also runs a university. And he said to us on that ground, he said, what took them 30 years to do, we have done in 2 years. Debt free. Whatever made this ground a wonder to the Christian world turns you to a wonder to your world today. Testimonies are banned here on God's unusual hand on his people. Wherever you are working, from henceforth, whatever thing you are involved in, everyone will begin to acknowledge the operation of the wisdom of God in your life. They said concerning Daniel, there is a man in your kingdom. There is a man in your kingdom that in the days of thy father, light and wisdom and understanding as the wisdom of the gods was in this Daniel. Let Daniel be called. He has an answer to it. And Daniel said, give us time. Give us what? Time for what? Time to connect. Give us time. Time to do what? Time to activate the gift of God in us. Give us time. And we will show you the secret. And he said, this is not given because we are smarter than any other, but there's a God in heaven. We knew how to connect with the God in heaven. We connected with him and he has shown us the secret. And Daniel came and said, this was your dream. That's dangerous. Even when you sleep with your wife in bed and you had a dream, you have to tell your wife. It can't buy into your dream. Said, this is the dream. This is what was the thought in your heart. And this is what is going to happen. Because there's a God in heaven. And that God is your father. And he has paid an awful price to connect you, to restore back to you what was lost in the first Adam. You can't afford to disappoint destiny. You cannot afford to disappoint destiny. Now that material on this ground gathers every wisdom that operates on this commission and release it into your life in the name of Jesus. Just before I pray over you, there are people in this service this morning, you've never met the Lord before. Listen to this. Wisdom is justified only of her children. Wisdom is obtained only for her children. If you are there, I'd like to pray for you first, and then I will place upon each of you a prophetic seal. From today, before you call, an answer will be waiting. One day we are going to pull up a crane through that door where we were building this place, and there was no way the crane could enter through because of the beam. And so the question was, do we disconnect that section of the beam or we dig the floor which had already been paved to drive in the crane? And there was some little bit of discussions there. I came and I said, what is happening? They said, we want to take this in. There must be a way. There must be a way. We can't be destroying what we have built. That would be a waste. I said, okay, come on. Immediately I was connected. What is the height of your tire? What height are you looking for? And we discovered that the height of the tire is a little above what we are looking for. Deflate the tires. Drag the stuff in and put it back there. That's it. It's as simple as that is. We can weaken the entire structure by rushing into a solution. It's so important for you to sit up. There is always a way out. I hate to see people that there is no way. Nobody can go forward. Nigeria is very bad. That's why things are very bad for them. There is unlimited opportunity in this land. And I see the creative forces of Jesus working in you and your family, bringing you to the limelight in your day. Thank you. The same wisdom that distinguished Joseph, distinguished Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you have access to it, and you can tap into it this morning. Prophesy over your life. This is a day of restoration. Prophesy over your life. It's a new day. It's a new dawn. It's a new visitation. Nothing fails in the hands of divine wisdom. Nothing fails in the hands of divine wisdom. It's a new day. It's a new visitation. Nothing fails in the hands of divine wisdom. Nothing fails in the hands of divine wisdom. Prophesy over your life. There is a way out there. There is a way out there. In Jesus' precious name. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. There are people standing and sitting down here today that no one knows where you live. But under 1 year, by the dramatic release of divine wisdom, God will make a name out of you. I know I'm sent. I'm sent for the liberation of mankind. I'm set for the restoration of human dignity. He said, the hour has come to liberate the world from all the oppressions of the devil through the preaching of the word of faith. And I'm sending you to undertake this task. And I'm glad to let you know God's word has gone forth to you. It's not the same you that came into this service this morning that's going back. And Joshua was filled with the spirit of wisdom, because Moses had laid his hands on him and the people hearkened unto him. The world will begin to hearken to you from now. Today we are having Thanksgiving, anniversary Thanksgiving at the University Chapel. The students are there. 2 years only. And you watch and see what your God has done on the ground. The next 2 years, each of you will be turned to a surprise to yourself. I see a rain of divine ideas pouring out on your head. You carry an extraordinary deposit. You can't afford to live an ordinary life. You carry an extraordinary deposit. The one that singled people out at the age of 12. You carry a deposit that cannot be ignored. That's why your case is different. Whatever makes you feel ordinary, I curse it in the name of Jesus. He said the wisdom of God will promote you. He said it will bring you to honor. He said, an ornament of grace shall she deliver to you, and a crown of glory. He said, understand what I'm saying, and the years of thy life shall be many. That means that wisdom guarantees promotions, guarantees honor, guarantees liftings, and guarantees longevity. A wise man is strong. It guarantees strength. He said, yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. Now, listen to me. Everything you need. That's why he said wisdom is the principal thing. And with all you're getting, get understanding. Why? It is able to create whatever is not available. It's able to give shape to a shapeless situation. The principal, he said, with all you're getting, get understanding. You are living here today with that rich deposit reactivated in your life in the name of Jesus. You shall never run sand idea dry anymore. This week is a week of outpouring of divine ideas into your life. Through scheduled meditation, I decree an outpouring of divine instructions, an outpouring of divine directions in all issues regarding your life in the name of Jesus. The word of prophecy has gone forth. If you are celebrating what God did in 2 years, Covenant University has now about 4,300 plus students, all resident, people clamoring for admission day and night because the space is too narrow to take how many people want to come in and how many people are qualified to come in. From henceforth, God's wisdom that results in exploits becomes your portion. That mantle is on this ground of exploit generated by divine wisdom. As you pick it off the ground today, you are off the ground forever. As you pick it off the ground today, you are off the ground forever. As you pick this off the ground today, you are off the ground forever. In the name of Jesus. Through wisdom is a house built. Every family crisis that you have suffered till date, as you pick that off the ground, it is over forever. Wisdom is the fountain of wealth. He said, on our right hand is riches, and on our left, honor. Ah. So from today, through divine ideas, you will never run aground anymore. Receive that strange hand that helps you to see 7 other doors when anyone is shut down. Receive it in the name of Jesus. There is a way out. Pick that thing off the ground. There is a way out. There is a way out. Lift it up before the heavens right now and begin to speak into your life the wisdom order that operates on this commission, bathing the exploits that is bathing here and there and all around. I tap into it as it has been declared. I shall never run aground. I shall never be grounded again. I'm off the ground today. I'm off the ground forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, this is my day. This is my day. This is my day. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. 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 This week is declared a week of answers for you. All your meditational shadows will birth great solutions. Every question you hold on hand will return with answers. In the name of Jesus. Put that on your head as I speak forth. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that strange order of wisdom required to generate strange orders of results, receive it in the name of Jesus. The siege is over. No question in your life will escape an answer this week. The wisdom of God will show you the way out. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father Lord. Blessed be your name. Lift that mantle up to God. As you live from here today, just like you are waving that, that's how your life will be causing waves. That's how your results will be causing waves. In the name of Jesus. everything that was average in your life is now converted to excellent. Everything ordinary in your life is now converted to extraordinary. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father Lord. Amen.
Bishop David Oyedepo has just placed in your hands the key to all-round victory, exploits, success, and unquestionable dominion over all life's challenges. The end has come to all your struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimony with us. Write Bishop David Oyedepo, PMB 21688, Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. Call 817-9670, 817-9671, 817-9672, 817-9673, and 817-9674, or send your testimony through the email bishop@winnerskenanlang.org. And best of all, come hear the man of God live as you worship with us at Faith Tabernacle Kenanland, Kilometer 10, Idiroku Road, Ota, on Wednesday at 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and on Sundays at 9 a.m. to 12 noon. God bless you.